Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Amy Dickinson has the lead. Peter Shea has 3 points. Brian Babylon and Mo Rocca, they're tied for second. Each one has 2 points.
All right. Well, we have flipped a coin, and Brian has elected to go second, so that means, Mo, you're up first. Please fill in the blank. Former President Bush declined President Obama's invitation to join him as he lay a wreath at blank.
The 9/11 World Trade Center site.
Yes, ground zero. Last week, the number of people applying for blank benefits surged to the highest levels in 8 months.
Unemployment.
Right. Saying it is, quote, the most appalling spying machine ever invented, Julian Assange railed against the social networking site blank.
Facebook.
Right. Because of a blown circuit in the fuse box, the launch of the next-to-last blank flight was delayed again.
Space shuttle.
Right. A Florida man attempting to shoplift a case of beer was foiled by blank.
His saggy pants.
Indeed. They fell. It's on video. Isabella and Jacob, two of the character names from the blank series, were 2010's most popular baby names.
They're part of a series.
They are.
Of books.
Yes.
Called? The Harry Potter books?
No, the Twilight book.
Oh, sorry.
In response to a 911 call, police in Salem, Massachusetts arrived at the house and discovered the call came from blank.
A bonobo.
No. It was hungry. The house. It came from the house.
Okay.
It was an eerie scene when police slowly realized the call had come from inside the house. But how could an inanimate object with no fingers dial the phone? Apparently a burst pipe caused the phone system to short circuit, which triggered the 911 call, and the police then saved the house from destruction. However, that doesn't explain how the house then called Domino's and ordered large pizzas for the office. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
Well done. All right. Brian, you're up next. Fill in the blank. In a change of position, on Monday, Turkey urged Gaddafi to cede power and leave blank.
Leave the country.
Yeah, well, which country?
Libya.
Thank you. For the first time since the earthquake, workers entered the #1 reactor at the nuclear plant in blank.
Japan.
Good enough, yes. And tribal leaders and Native American groups were offended that the code name used in the Osama bin Laden mission was blank.
Operation Geronimo.
Exactly. CBS announced that Scott Pelley would be replacing blank as the anchor of the CBS Evening News.
True.
Would be replacing
blank. Oh, Katie Couric.
Right. Police arrested a South Carolina man who called 911 to complain that blank.
That he was too drunk to drive.
To complain that his crack cocaine dealer had given him incorrect change. Claude Shule, the world's last surviving combat veteran of blank, died at age 110.
WW1.
Exactly right. World War I, as part of her Let's Move initiative, Michelle Obama visited a D.C. school and blanked with hundreds of middle school kids.
Danced.
Right. A Canadian man's online dating experience went bad when his blind date turned out to be blank.
I'm not going to say bonobo.
No.
His blind date was blind.
No, his blind date turned out to be his own girlfriend.
Terrible.
If you're a fan of the Pina Colada song in which the man and his girlfriend reconnected the personal ads, you'd expect this scenario to end with a few rueful chuckles.
Yep.
This was not the scenario for the man in question. His girlfriend did not like Pina Coladas. She did like throwing her caramel mochaccino in his face.
She also went on a blind date.
We spent like an inordinate amount of time trying to work this out. And the only thing we could think of is like she must have like answered the personal ad to trap him. That's the only thing we can think of.
Right.
I didn't realize that that's what that song was about.
If you like,
have you never listened to that song?
You know, and the you thing like is, walks in the rain.
Yeah.
Well, he said I was tired of my lady or something like that.
I
they had
was
ladies.
Tired of my lady.
No, they were tired of my lady.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The idea is that he posts the ad. Do you like Pina Colada? Do you like Walks in the Rain? And then he meets them. You know, yes, I like Pina. And they meet her and is like, I didn't know you liked
her. I thought he was just asking us these questions.
Mo, it's always about you.
No, I thought it was like collectively, like, you know.
Do you like Pina Colada?
And I was like, yes.
And Walks
in
the Rain.
No.
Carl.
It's a pollster song.
It really is. Carl, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Brian now has 14 points, and he's taken the lead.
All right. Yeah. So How many, then, does Amy need to win?
6 correct answers.
Here we go, Amy. This is for the game Fill in the Blank. On Thursday, Army head General Kayani said he would not tolerate a repeat of Sunday's covert operation in blank.
Pakistan.
Right. President Obama and Seth Meyers both roasted Donald Trump at this year's blank last Saturday.
Washington Correspondents' Dinner.
Right, White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yes, Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown has asked to be sent to blank for his National Guard duty this year.
Afghanistan.
Right, government engineers blew up a third section of levee to relieve the threat of flooding from the blank river.
Mississippi.
Right. Thanks to a study in the journal Current Zoology, we discovered this week that red-footed tortoises are not susceptible to blank.
Athlete's foot.
Contagious yawning. The Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon, a musical from the creators of TV's South Park, received 14 blank nominations this
week. Tony nominations.
Yes. 22-year-old Chicago Bulls player Derrick Rose became the youngest blank in NBA history on Tuesday.
MVP, go Bulls!
After a failed attempt to detain him, Buffalo police are on the lookout for a man who is blank.
A failed attempt to detain him... He is very, he has greased himself, so he's very hard to catch.
No, he is, they're on the lookout for a man who is handcuffed to a small chair. The man was taken in for questioning, but, and they handcuffed him to a chair, but they didn't handcuff the chair to anything, and he
just walked out.
Police say they would like to have the chair back now, along with the suspect if possible. They also emphasized that it was a small chair, so stop bringing in men handcuffed to Barker Lounger. It's not him.
It's probably on wheels.
Carl, did Amy do well enough to win?
She needed 6 correct answers, Peter. She had 6 correct answers.
Well done.
With 15 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's champion.
Bravo.